Kicking off today's show, we're to talk to Dr. Felicity Harper. She's a clinical psychologist right here in Detroit and also a professor of oncology at Wayne State University School of Medicine. Dr. Harper and her team have been doing a really fascinating study looking into the world of music medicine, using music to ease the stress of cancer patients as they're receiving their infusion treatments at the Karmanos Cancer Institute and more. So this is a low-risk but consistent way to boost patients' psychological well-being. I got to speak to Dr. Harper all about it.
Music is simple. It's everywhere, right? So we wake up to it, you know, you drive to work, you work out to it, you shop to it, you wind down, it's really the art of music, right? It's turning feelings and expressions into sound. And I think on the one hand, people say, well, music, but that's so easy. But at the same time, I think it has such a transformative power. And you know, kind of the reason why I wanted to do this study is that we know, you know, our research has shown obviously that music and music therapy has had an impact in a variety of diseases and chronic conditions. And in particular, in cancer patients, we have seen the benefits, you know, in terms of psychological improving, you know, emotional well-being, quality of life, reducing pain, distress, and all of that. And, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted to do this study was to distinguish between music therapy, which is generally kind of extended sessions of working with a therapist and using music to induce mood or to sort of address whatever issues, is that this is music medicine, what we did. And essentially that meant that it was not, we didn't have a therapist who was doing it. And we basically wanted to say, all right, if music is going to work to help people, you know, reduce negative mood or you know, increase or decrease distress, is it going to have an effect if people just listen to 1 hour of music on one occasion? So, you know, one of the things that, you know, in using chemotherapy on patients is that they are very often giving a lot of medications, you know, to manage, you know, negative reactions. Sometimes they're given medications for anxiety. And we thought, well, wouldn't this be clever if just listening to music for an hour kind of either obviated the need for medications or was a good adjunct and it actually had some benefits? So it would be non-pharmacological. It'd be really easy. And what if we did it by having patients listen to music on their own? Now, what we did in this study was, this is a randomized clinical trial. And so people were either randomized to a control condition where they didn't listen to music for an hour period, but we'd ask them at the beginning about their positive mood, their negative mood, their stress, and their pain. And then an hour later, they would report that. And we've just given them something to listen to. It is their choice. So it's not just like we have Muzak going on in the background, right? So this is something that theoretically they resonated with. We're going to give it to them for an hour and we're going to see what happens. Yeah, talk about being low cost, easy to implement, you know, from just listening to music for an hour, which, you know, at the face of it, we're like, man, is that really going to do that much? Well, it turns out it does do that much. So the people who were in the music group, they listened to it on average like 55 minutes. So meaning that they listened to it almost the whole listening period. And then what we found from there is that they had more positive mood, less negative mood or negative emotions, and less distress over the period of just this one listening period. It did what we thought it was going to do, which is good.
How significant was their lowered stress and better mood?
And we did find that there was a significant effect size. So not just, you know, sometimes there are trends towards things. And I think even that there was a trend towards reducing pain. Sometimes in our infusion clinic, sometimes people are in bed, sometimes they're in chairs, but they're basically there sort of just have to hang out and that they are tethered to the infusion. So it's not like they can walk around the cancer center. I mean, they're kind of a little bit captive for the period of time that they are receiving their infusion.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it's scary enough to have a cancer diagnosis. It's scary when you start treatments like that. It's a lot of uncertainty in your life and a lot of just a lot of emotions going on. And I would think that having the ability to, while that is happening, be able to maybe take your mind off of it a little bit while you're listening to, I mean, that just means the world, I think, to some of these patients, right?
Yeah, I can only imagine that, you know, when you go into the infusion clinic, And you just kind of see that people are, you know, and for a lot of people, it's generally not their first infusion, although it might have been, you know, they've been kind of slogging through treatment and they've been dealing with this. And, you know, I think it does require a lot of inner strength and support from people around you to be able to weather that, you know, when you're having these continuous treatments, which sometimes can sort of take their physical toll over time, that, you know, I mean, our nurses are, you know, in the infusion are fantastic, but you can't really escape the fact that you are lying or sitting in this chair surrounded by all these other people who are being treated for cancer, and you're hooked up to, you know, your IV, that's not a uniformly positive experience. You know, it's stressful. I think it's very stressful. And so the idea that, you know, people can escape to some other place, or escape to some place that it takes them away from sort of the reality of where they are, I think can just be transformative.
Did you notice any correlations or any patterns in what music these patients were choosing? Did you have access to that information?
Well, a lot of people picked Motown. I wouldn't say those were kind of higher picks, or like 60s, 70s, 80s, which didn't surprise me too much. We didn't find anything with any particular genre, but what I would say is that we did not isolate that directly. Like if you were listening to this, all we can infer from that is that they were listening to something that they thought was pleasurable.
What's next? The study has been released. I guess, are you going to be introducing this music treatment more into the places you work? Do you hope that other cancer centers are going to pick up on this?
I mean, I think it's a fantastic finding, and I would love for other cancer centers to be able to, you know, implement this. There's kind of, when we think about cancer treatment centers, there's kind of a range, right? There's kind of these institutions that are, we revere as these fantastic cancer centers. But the fact is that not every cancer center is well funded. Not all of them have the same resources. Sometimes, you know, they don't have the luxury to hire a bunch of people. Well, the beauty of this is that, you know, beyond the initial purchase of, you know, equipment for the patients to listen to, it's pretty inexpensive. So I think that does make it something that can be scalable across all different settings. In terms of our own institution, this is something that I have spoken with Kathleen Hardy, who runs our Healing Arts program, and talking about different ways that we can implement that for patients, whether it's in the infusion, whether it's while they're waiting in the patient rooms, whether it's in the waiting rooms. So you know, I'm very hopeful that this is something that other places will find to be, you know, kind of an easy thing to implement. And, you know, it's kind of like, if it doesn't work, I don't think you're going to be worse off. You sort of had people listen to music for an hour, and unless it's heavy metal and they have no, you know, like they like classical music where it would be something aversive, it's something that you can hardly think would hurt.